New Jersey Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman says homelessness and housing affordability is an issue that confronts not only Newark, but the entire country. She says she hopes that as a member of the House Appropriations Committee that's responsible for setting funding levels for federal departments and agencies, that she can help steer more dollars towards the nation's housing crisis.
The legislature, which puts the money in, has demonstrated its commitment to diversity in housing, to fixing up some of the public housing that has been in such disrepair, looking at the vouchers and seeing what makes sense, how to, make them more usable, and all of those issues. But there's not a will that comes out of this administration or an understanding that comes out of the Secretary of HUD about what their mission should be.
Watson Coleman is among several panel members who led a discussion along with local advocates following a screening of the film The Invisible Class, a not-yet-released documentary that examines the three causes of homelessness, housing shortages, income inequality, and the criminalization of homelessness.
You shouldn't have a civilized society, a rich society, in which people have to, sleep in the street or beg. I mean, that's just a scandal.
One of those in attendance is Arnold Cohen with the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey.
We can't talk about an affordable home without talking about a job. If somebody had a job that paid a decent wage, then they could afford the housing, the cost of that housing. So we need to be taking it on both sides. And as the film pointed out, what we have is we're losing our middle class here.
According to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, 75% of all low-income families are severely cost-burdened, spending more than half their income on rent. And New Jersey has the nation's seventh highest housing wage, which means a person has to earn more than $28 an hour or work more than 131 hours a week at minimum wage to afford a two-bedroom rental home. Cohen says while those statistics seem out of reach, the state's Housing Trust Fund and Department of Community Affairs, led by Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, is making progress for the first time in nearly a decade, to the tune of nearly $59 million provided in Governor Phil Murphy's proposed 2020 budget.
Once that budget, the budget passes, we need to be fighting to make sure those dollars are used effectively and efficiently to provide homes where needed and how needed.
Diane Yentl is with the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. Yentl says progress is also being made at the federal level to address both low-income housing as well as public housing.
When we started as a country talking about the need for an infrastructure spending package, housing was not part of the conversation. We pushed to make the case that housing is infrastructure, just like roads and bridges. It's a critical part of communities to help low-income people and the communities themselves thrive. And we got to a place now where Chairwoman Maxine Waters, the chair of the House Financial Services Committee, has introduced legislation to, if there is an infrastructure spending package, to provide $70 billion, that's 7-0, $70 billion for public housing capital repairs, and $5 billion for the Housing Trust Fund.
Yentl says she hopes people realize homelessness did not always exist in the U.S. and that inaction comes at a cost.
We're paying for homelessness and housing poverty through increased health costs, declining wages, lowered educational attainment. We can instead choose to invest that in the homes that are needed to end homelessness and housing poverty.
You know, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as homelessness. There was no such thing. We had some people that had problems, Skid Row and these types of things, alcoholic problems, but we didn't have a population that was so big that we coined a phrase and named it homelessness, And now it's become ingrained in our society.
Despite what progress is being made on a federal and state level, advocates who work on the local level say it's just not enough. Elaine Helms is the founder of RAIN Foundation of Essex County, an organization that serves LGBT homeless youth.
This is most important to the LGBT community, and the things that's happening today in this society with that administration that we have, I'm afraid for my kids. I'm afraid.
According to a study by the Williams Institute, LGBT youth make up less than 7% of the population in the U.S., but make up a staggering 40% of homeless youth. Helms says one of their major hurdles is finding permanent housing, something Helms says can be a matter of life and death.
Without a place to live, without a bed at night, there's no way a person can strive, let alone get educated and work, because you need an address. And without that, you can't go anywhere. And how are we going to grow as a United States of America?
We have the resources in this country. We have the ingenuity. We have the courage and we have the compassion, and we must, in this decade, bring all of these strengths to bear effectively so that we can lift off the conscience of our affluent nation the shame of slums and squalor and the blight of deterioration and decay.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.